In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our text is the reading from Mark 6 that you have just heard. For my recent escape reading, I have been poring over Westerns. And it seems as though whenever settlers or cowboys hit the trail, they always made sure that they had adequate provisions to avoid starvation. Here at Concordia, in a way, we are following the trail of ministry. And I would suggest that adequate provisions are every bit as important. Our text today focuses on Him, Jesus, the Messiah, feeding 5,000 people in a lonely place. But I think it might be helpful for us to look at Him in this story from the perspective of the disciples, who were budding ministers of sorts. And our theme is His ministry of provision. First, we'll see that His ministry of provision reaches out to our needs, and secondly, that it supplies abundant resources. As we look at our text, we see at least three types of needs to which our Lord addresses Himself. The first would be the disciples themselves. Our text reads, "The apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to Him all they had done and taught. Then, because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, He said to them, 'Come with Me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest.'" Jesus could see that the disciples were tired. They had just returned from their two-by-two ministry in the villages of Galilee, preaching and healing and so forth, met with some success from many standards, but now they must have been tired. And as they return to be with Jesus, He's so surrounded by people in need of ministry that there's hardly a chance to catch a breath or to eat anything. And so it must have sounded very good to them in their exhaustion when He said, "Come, let's find a quiet place and rest." However, a second need surfaces, which in a way stands in the way of the first need. Our text goes on. "So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. But many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, He had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So He began teaching them many things." No sooner do they arrive at this quiet place than they see the crowd which has gone on foot around to get there ahead of them. Jesus looks at them and He sees a deep spiritual need. They are sheep without a shepherd. And He reaches out to minister to them as He teaches. But how do you think that looked from the standpoint of the disciples? Do you think they might have felt a little self-pity at this point? Here we are, richly deserving some rest, and now we're surrounded by people again, and we just can't get it. I'd like to remind you that self-pity is an introversion that is sin. But that's not the end of it. Another need comes to the fore. "By this time it was late in the day, so His disciples came to Him. 'This is a remote place,' they said, 'and it's already very late. Send the people away so they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat.' But He answered, 'You give them something to eat.' They said to Him, 'That would take 8 months of a man's wages. Are we to go and spend that much on bread and give it to them to eat?'" Now we have the need of the hungry crowd. Jesus, very concerned about their bodies as well as about their spirits, really wants to minister to them. And worst of all, He seems to involve the disciples in that ministry. Their response? I suspect we could say that they had doubts. Doubts about their adequacy to find the bread, to pay for it, to serve it. Perhaps doubts about His provision as well. And that's sin too. My dear brothers and sisters here at Concordia, Jesus certainly reaches out to our needs. I wonder if we don't react many times as did the disciples. We have been involved in some ministry here for several weeks. If we take seriously being theological students and all that that entails, we have come quite a ways through the quarter. Ahead of us lie some papers to write and some final examinations. Many of us are working besides in terms to make ends meet. Then there is the holding family together with many of the strains that are created by the situation here. Not to mention field work activities or other ministry and churches around. And one could say that we could use a rest. If not at the point of exhaustion, at least needing some time in a lonely place to pull it all together again. And Jesus offers, let's go to a lonely place and rest. And so I wonder, when we are reminded of a greater need of sheep without a shepherd, if that doesn't do something inside of us. We have been so well reminded with our World Missions Day, as we have seen all of the peoples and nations of many languages throughout the world who do not know Jesus Christ as the Messiah. We are aware of pressing needs of people right around here in our own backyard. And as we see Jesus reaching out to them, sometimes we might be gripped with some self-pity. But I deserve a break, a rest. I'm fed up with the studies, let alone all of the reaching the needs of the whole world. And I would like to remind you that when we are gripped with self-pity like that, it is the opposite of reaching out, and it is sin or selfishness. And then comes the hungry crowd. If we would broaden that to include all physical needs of people around us, it is likewise overwhelming. Ethiopia is a story in itself. But beyond that, the rows of hospital beds and the patients in the nursing homes, the mentally retarded in the institutions of our country, the families that are breaking up over many strifes and problems, the child abuse which often comes as a result, people who take the life issues so lightly. And there we are again. Jesus says, you give them something to eat. And we find ourselves with such a task to minister to these needs. And the doubts creep in about our ability to minister. We'd like to refer all of our counseling cases. It's a concern. And we need to recognize that as we doubt our ministry, we're also doubting His provision. And that's a form of rebellion against God. Yes, as we look at Jesus reaching out to the needs of the people and to our needs, we need to recognize our self-pity and our doubts and confess those sins before Almighty God. Which brings us to the second part of our text. That same Jesus with His ministry of provision not only reaches out to our needs, but supplies abundant resources. He seems to do it first by supplying resources for ministry. How many loaves do you have? He asked. Go and see. When they found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. Then Jesus directed them to have all the people sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, He gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then He gave them to His disciples to set before the people. He also divided the 2 fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied. Jesus is beginning to supply those abundant resources for ministry. He does it through His teaching. When He spent all that time all day long talking to the shepherdless sheep, was He not also teaching the disciples? Was He not also reminding them of the kingdom of God and the ultimate salvation and Himself as Messiah? Certainly, as He begins to do this marvelous miracle of the bread and the fish for all, was He not living out His messianic authenticity? As Israel was fed in the wilderness in the Old Testament, as He had fulfilled the Isaianic signs, Yes, the Word was there and the Messiah was there for them. And then he does it as they minister. The resources are there. He says, go ahead, sit them down, and you feed them. They take what he has blessed. And as they share that seemingly meager resource, the miracle is happening through them. And they recognize that his supply is overabundant. And do you think that he only supplied their needs for ministry and not their personal needs? The text says, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces of bread and fish. The number of the men who had eaten was 5,000. Certainly the extra baskets indicate that he gave more than enough to the crowds. But many commentators also suggest that there was one basketful for each disciple for the knapsack on their backs. Yes, he was providing for their personal needs as well. I believe that as we come before God in our self-pity and doubts, that he wants to supply us this morning again with abundant resources. He teaches us. There's more to it than taking notes. He is teaching us as to the kingdom of God and who he is, as the bread of life who has come into the world. He is the one who stretched himself on that cross to pay for the sins in full of the whole world, including us, including our doubt and our self-pity. That same Jesus is the one who comes to us in his body and blood. How thrilling it was last night, the Reformation Choral Vespers, to be reminded again of St. Michael and all angels and the tremendous heavenly hosts who are available to us as resource in our ministry. And what does he do? He actually gives us resources as we minister. As we go on with that studying, as we go to the hospitals and work in the parishes and simply distribute what he has given us, we find that it is multiplied and works and helps and saves in a way that is truly miraculous. And does he not also have for us the extra basketful to take care of our physical and spiritual needs that we have here at this seminary in a way that makes us refreshed and adequate to do what he calls us to do? Well, there you have it. Jesus reaches out to our needs by supplying us with abundant resources. And so as we continue here at Concordia on the ministry trail, how refreshing to receive his ministry of provision.